Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Oh, the Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. Want to let you know that the Ellensburg dances are done. They'll start back in November. They did their last one this last weekend. Actually, it was the 1st of April they did their last one. So there are no more dances in Ellensburg until November. And then they'll crank her back up again. Yes, they will. But there are some dances on the 15th of April, third Saturday dances. There's one down in Walla Walla area, down there at the old Unity Church, the old Peace Building out on Airport Road, at 810 C Street. It's actually where it is, and that's where they do their dances, and they're having one. Starts around 7:30 or so with beginner's lessons. Palouse Folklore Society, they're having one at the 1912 Center. And I believe, except for maybe there's a Renaissance Fair dance, but then as of the third Saturday in May, they roll on out to the Blaine Schoolhouse. It just seems like a couple of months ago they were doing it at the Blaine Schoolhouse. How time flies. Anyway, they're doing a dance at the 1912 Center on the 15th of April. And you want to head out and see that. There's a powwow going on, the Palouse Poo Powwow. It's a non-contest powwow this year. And it's happening in the Smith Gym. Grand entry at noon to 4. First session, and then I think 6 to 11, the second session, non-contest. The great Carlos Kalika from Warm Springs is the MC on that one. Host drum, Wild Rose. And there'll be a lot of cool stuff. And in non-contest powwow, they come up with some wonderful, wonderful involvement things to do. Of course, there'll be fry bread there. Got to eat some fry bread. Fry bread at a powwow, of course, it's basically a heart attack waiting to happen, but what a way to go if you're eating fry bread. Mm-mm. So that's happening on the 15th of April. A powwow. Yes, indeed. All righty, on the 19th of April in Goldendale at the Goldendale Community Library at 6 o'clock in the evening. Trillion 239. Doing there from Bandanas to Badges, Songs of the Working People of the Northwest. Starts at 6 o'clock at the Goldendale Community Library there on the 19th of April. That's Michelle Cameron, Mary Hartman, and Janet Humphrey. Janet Humphrey and Gary White are moving away from the area. I don't know just where they're going, but they're moving away from Richland. That's kind of sad. The guys have been together for a long, long, long time. It means a lot of long trips for Mary and Michelle to go practice with Janet. Seems to me they're moving to the west side. Alrighty, pledge drive's coming up. This pledge drive for Northwest Public Radio starts on April the 18th, and it runs through the 21st, April 19th, 20th, 21st, 18th. It's going to be in the morning, and they're doing it a little bit different now, but that doesn't absolve you folks here in the weekends of pledging. It means you got to pledge. It means you got to support the folk programming. You got to let them know that you're listening to the folk programming, and that's where you want your pledge to go. Okay? I mean, we're just assuming that you listen to other stuff. Alrighty, but be sure when you pledge, mention Inland Folk, mention Folk Roots, mention the Thistle and the Shamrock, the Folk Block here in the afternoon. Now in Spokane on the 23rd of April, the Folk Block is getting all together, and from 1 to 4 we'll all be pledging. They're going to bring in guests. We're all going to have a good time. We're all going to play a lot of music and pledge. That's my birthday. I want you folks to pledge. My birthday. Yes, indeed. Alrighty, June 22nd, we're talking about the 35th anniversary concert of Inland Folk. And we're trying to put it all together with William Pint and Felicia Dale, Heidi Muller, Belinda Bowler, and the great Brian Bowers, all on the same stage at the same time. And I'll be there as well. And that's going to be the Art Fuller Auditorium. Like I say, we're trying to put this whole thing together, and that's about as far as it goes for now, because it's not all tied up, but that's the way it's sort of looking. And who knows, sorta, and what actually happens might be different. That's what I'm hoping for. It's the 35th Inland Folk Anniversary Concert. The folks who influenced me from way, 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 way back before the dawn of time. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Alrighty. So that'll be some fun stuff. Okay, and don't you be forgetting your applications for the Yakima Folklife Festival. And I think it's yakimafolklife.com is where you go. And you need to fill out that application. And I think they're due by May the 30th. Tumbleweed applications are due by the 17th of April, I believe. Something like that. And so you need to pump on the tumbleweed thing, even though it's later than Yakima. You need to jump on that. A lot of people want to play the Tumbleweed Festival. So get those applications done. Get them out there. I think it's the 17th. Maybe it's the 22nd or 23rd, but for some reason it strikes me that it's the 17th. Go to the Three Rivers Folklore Society website, 3RFS. And it's the number 3. And get your application filled out. Get on then to Tumbleweed. Alrighty. Okay. I think that pretty much takes care of just about everything for now. For now, Renaissance Fair in Moscow. They have some good acoustic entertainment. They have just a whole variety of entertainment at that one. So that'll be happening, the Renaissance Fair. And then that swings it into the festival season. And it culminates with the Spokane Folklore Society Folk Festival in November. And I believe that'll be November the 11th and 12th, or 10th and 11th, or yeah, something like that. So be sure and check that out. That's how the whole season ends. Alrighty. Okay. Pledge drives, pledge drives, pledge drives. That time of year. That time of year. Hey, Bob Weir, the Grateful Dead, he put out a solo album. And he does a lot of traditional stuff on here with a title cut. I recorded this song. Bob Weir. Blue Mountain. Blue Mountain.
Blue Mountain, your azure deep. Blue Mountain, your sides are steep. Blue Mountain, with a horse head on your side, you've stolen my love to keep. You've stolen my love to keep. Well, I was born in a manger in Texas. All the pentos and paints come round. My days there were troubled and restless. All the bad news that I looked for I found. Well, my welcome wore thin down in Texas, for reasons you probably know. So I roped and I broke and I rambled too, where the sage and the pinyon grow. Blue Mountain, your azure deep. Blue Mountain, your sides are steep. Blue Mountain, with a horse head on your side, you've stolen my love to keep. You've stolen my love to keep. Now I chum with old Latigo Gordon. I drink at the Blue Goose Saloon. And I dance all night with the Mormon girls. Ride home my way lit by the moon. And oh, here is a snake in the rainbow. And here is the balsam and the bough. And here are the ladders of light up to heaven. But Blue Mountain is all I need now. Blue Mountain, your eyes are deep. Blue Mountain, your sides are steep. Blue Mountain, with a horse head on your side, you've stolen my love to keep. You've stolen my love to keep. Oh, what kind of cut purse is the evening? to scatter her diamonds behind. We're out giving a first and a last love, and Blue Mountain will be both of mine. Blue Mountain, Eurasia deep. Blue Mountain, your sides are steep. Blue Mountain, with a horse head on your side, you've stolen my love to keep. You've stolen my love to keep. Blue Mountain, your azure deep. Blue Mountain, your sides are steep. Blue Mountain, with a horse head on your side, you've stolen my love to keep. You've stolen my love to keep.
Have to go. Oh, baby. Well, how do you and have to go? I'm gonna pack up, darling. Down the road I'll go. Oh, baby. Well, tell me what's wrong with you. What's wrong with you? You don't treat me, darling, not like you used to do. Well, now I give you all my money and you go downtown. You get back in the evening, treat me like a clown. Well, baby, tell what's wrong with you. You don't treat me, darling, like I used to do. Turn your love down low. Oh, baby, turn your love down low. Been trying to tell you all night, darling. Well, honey, you don't have to go.
Thank you. is with us. Clouds sweep the vistas. Sage breeze will kiss us. Stone country. A crack tears asunder. The hurt stirs then thunder.
Bob Weir from his album Blue Mountain, and that was called Storm Country. And before that, we heard the cut Blue Mountain with a lot of new lyrics that Bob Weir did write. However, Bob Weir did not write the original Blue Mountain. He's taking credit for it here. F.W. Keller wrote that. I know that for a fact. Art Theme told me that, and Larry Hanks told me that, and Bob Weir on this album does not mention F.W. Keller at all. That's pretty sad, Bob. Josh Ritter's got some credit for some lyrics here. But the song Blue Mountain, the tune and everything, was written by F.W. Keller. And it was based on the Blue Mountain there in Utah. He was a judge in Utah. And the Blue Mountain, it's one of those kind of visual things where everything is just right. It's got a horse head on the side of the mountain. And Blue Mountain, near Azure Deep. I recorded that on my very first album. And like I say, there are some lyrics here that Bob Weir wrote. Quite a few of them, actually, but not the chorus. And not one of the verses. And so something's a little bit wrong there, I think. You got to give people, even if a song is back in the public domain, you really should try and give people credit for the fact that they wrote it. And you can be as grateful a dead person as you want to, but you shouldn't be doing that. It's a pretty good album, though, Bob Weir's Blue Mountain album. It's kind of a reflective album. And he's sort of an old guy, and he just reflects on this album pretty much. For that, Don Miller And a lot of cool harmonica stuff there he does. We're going to hear one more from him. Son's House goes like this.
The Chicos, the Brazos, the wide Rio Grande, one more river to cross. The road running wild to the Cottonwood Stand, one more river to cross. I tried to be good for most of my life, never done wrong when I knew what was right. So when I cross over, my heart will be light. One more river to cross. I was 12 when I first crossed the Cumberland Gap. One more river to cross. And except for in memory, I never looked back. One more river to cross. The snake in the sand, the priest, the pirate, San Bernadette. I'm tired, but I still got one left in me yet. One more river to cross. He's carrying me. One more river to cross. And when I cross over, he'll go running free. One more river to cross. Out where the paints and the pillows run wild, through endless green valleys till one day finds a river and crossing it back to my side. One more river to cross. A river and crossing it back to my side. One more river to cross. One more river to cross. One more river to cross.
Does she? paper in her hand. Well, I'm going and ask the governor. He's trying to lose my man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heavy loving light on me. When you get up in the morning, when that big bell rings, marching to the table, be the same damn thing. Knife and fork are on the table. There's nothing in my pain. Never said a thing about it. Have a trouble with the main. Let the midnight special shine a light on me.
Let the midnight special shine a ever loving light on me.
Well, I went to the nation and the territory. Well, I thought about a girl I love, lived in Mexico. Let the midnight
special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me.
You ever go to Houston, boy, you better walk right. And you better not squabble, and you better not fight. Bass and Rocker will arrest you. Hayden and Boone will take you down. You're gonna bet your bottom dollar, and I'll change your rebound.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me.
Well, jumping little Judy, she was a mighty fine girl. Well, Judy brought jumping to this whole round world. Well, she brought it in the morning, just a wild old day. She brought me the news that my wife was dead. That started me to grieving, been hollering and crying. Now I begin to worry about a great long time.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me.
I listened to your voice in a darkened room. I listened to your laughter, known to be gone so soon, so soon. I listened to your voice through wires I couldn't see. I listened to your laugh over mountain and sea and sea. It's the days dead, the sun rise. So please, darling, won't you close your eyes? I do not want you to see me in the state I'm in. So please remember me as I have been. I listened to your whisper late at night. I listened to you crying, your tears hid from sight crying as you sign your name, your name. darling, won't you close your eyes? I do not want you to see me in the state I'm in. So please remember me as I have been.
Doesn't it have kind of a feel like those early Josh Ritter albums? Like maybe as far up as Hello Starling? Just the way he's doing it, just stylistically the way he's doing it. The lyrics are a little bit different. Days of Death from Kel Goodwin. And we also heard Feathers, which is a little more produced. But that last song really had a kind of a young Josh Ritter feel to it. Makes you wonder when you think about it, because, you know, Josh Ritter did that very first album in, what, 1998? And now here it is, almost 20 years later, and of course Josh has done his thing and he's influenced a lot of folks, and you begin to see where maybe there are those younger folks that are more influenced by Josh Ritter. And it's really kind of cool the way the whole thing goes, because it's like, who influenced Josh Ritter way back? Probably Dylan. Who knows? I mean, and just stuff he heard around. And, you know, who influenced the people that are in their 40s now that were writing songs back in their 20s? And then now you look at that and you listen to the Josh Ritters and some of those folks, and you think that they're influencing other people. Kel Goodwin, the album is called Him and H-Y-M-N. And it's a pretty good album. Got it from his mom. She says, play some of this. You might like what my son writes. And so, yeah, it's real interesting, I think. Interesting. Leadbelly before that, Hughie Ledbetter. His version in the Midnight Special with the Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet. And we're going to hear Alabama Bound from them right now.
Don't stop and turn around. I'm Alabama bound.
Alabama bound.
I'm Alabama bound.
I'm Alabama bound.
Time. fall asleep. It's easy to go. The struggle away has left me now. No tragedy again. I see inside. It's time you know.
So we can do what we want. Park our pink trailer house on our 10-acre lot. We won't have to haul garbage. We won't throw nothing away. Just leave it outside in a pile and we'll burn it someday. Here in the city.
Here in the city.
The neighbors get all uptight.
Neighbors get all uptight.
About my cars up on blocks in the yard. They tell me that's not right. I never water the grass.
Never waters the grass.
It's all dried up and burnt.
All dried up and burnt.
I never paint the house, 'cause it's too much work.
In a little tin castle,
we can do what we want. There won't be any hassles. I can keep all the car parts.
He can keep all his car
that
parts
that I want on my lot.
That he wants on his lot.
Don't have to neuter my dog. Don't have to chain him up. So let's move to the country.
So we can do what we want.
Park our pink trailer house on our 10-acre lot.
We won't have to haul garbage. We won't throw nothing away.
Just leave it outside in a pile and we'll burn it someday. Plastic trash bags.
Leave plastic trash bags
on the highway at night.
On the highway at night.
Till one day I got caught, had to pay this big $10 fine. It would have cost a lot more.
Would have cost a lot more
to haul it off to the dump.
Just gone to the dump.
So now I'm much more careful about where I leave my stuff.
Let's move to the country so we can do what we want.
Park our pink trailer house on our 10-acre lot.
We won't have to haul garbage. We won't throw nothing away.
Just leave it outside in a pot and we'll burn it someday.
The Vagabonds. That's one of Steve Shenham's bands. He was, of course, remembered with the occasional string band, and they had that great album called Balding Men with Day Jobs. The great Steve Shenham, who composes some of the great stuff. Deanne and Leanne, the three members, it's a trio, with a whole bunch of guests on this sort of EP-type thing. Yes, indeed, the great Steve Shenham. He's pretty cool. He didn't have to fix his dog, though. Heidi's singing about the highways and freeways. Yes, she is. Assistant producer Un Jiang Shin doing the playlists and keeping everything in order here. Alrighty, if you want to email me. It should be like production assistance by. But anyway, she's the assistant producer, okay? I'm my own engineer, and that's how that works. Special thanks to Jesse Jacobs for publishing the playlists and doing all that stuff. All the editing and all those things. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good roads can give you and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them because they're your good roads and nobody else's. Something's wrong there. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We'll be back next week for another edition of the show. And until then, we're out of here. Bye.